So, yes, I have to confess. On the phone from Valparaiso, we have Amber. Amber, can I confess to you this morning?
Sure.
So, I talked about on the air all week how I had a wedding on Sunday. I was standing up, so I had to rent a tux. The wedding, phenomenal. We partied all night long, then ended up at Denny's, where I think I accidentally missed my mouth on some of my food and right on my white shirt. And then I went to the place and just returned the shirt, and I didn't tell anybody there. Do you think I'm a jerk for doing this?
No. Was it a good time?
I had a blast. I'm still hurting like 3 or 4 days later.
Nailed it.
312-946-4995. Call us up this morning. I know I'm not the only one who does this.
Mine was a sweater that I snagged, and I couldn't get it out, and it was pretty frustrating, so I just didn't want to deal with it and returned it.
You could have made me feel a lot better if you would have said that you went to Denny's as well and spilled food all over your sweater.
We want to hear from you. Call Styles and Roman and throw in your two cents. 312-946-4995. US 99.
I'm sorry.
Visit web
on the phone from the South Side. 312-946-4995. We have Sandy. Tell me I'm not the only one.
I return dresses all the time.
So you would buy a dress, you don't cut the tag off, you wear it to your event, and then you go back and you return it?
Yeah, sometimes I can get the tag off and then put it back on.
And you don't get in trouble or anything? Like, no one busts you?
No, they just ask you, like, was there anything wrong with it? I'm like, oh, I just, you know, it didn't fit right.
And then they go to your Instagram and they're like, hey, you wore it last night.
Turn me unforgettable.
All right, so I got to confess. Yep, I did it. I don't know why, but I had a wedding. Had about rent a tux. The wedding was phenomenal. Went a little crazy. Ended up at Denny's at like 5:36 in the morning. And I was eating, and I guess I missed my mouth. And food went all over the white tuxedo shirt. I didn't tell anybody, and I returned it, and no one has called me yet. Okay, I confess. I feel so much better now, but I can only imagine them when they open it up and they seen that big old stain in there. Anna, good morning from Palos Hills. What store do you work at?
Well, I used to work at Victoria's Secret for about 8 years.
Okay, now wait a minute. People would buy and wear stuff and then return it to Victoria's Secret?
All the time.
If someone comes to return a bra, like, isn't that gross?
Just throw it out.
Do you ever put it on your head like the movie Weird Science?
No, no way.
You never seen that movie?
No.
That was a great movie, by the way.
I guess I need to watch it then.
We got Mike on the phone repping Linkin Park. What's up, Mike? Tell me I'm not the only one, buddy.
No. Just a few weeks ago, got invited out on a boat, so I kind of had to pick up some swim trunks last second.
Okay.
And I did. Spent the day out on the boat in the water, peeing all over them, beer all over them, tequila shots all over them.
At least mine was just food from Denny's.
I don't feel real good about myself. But anyway, they were too small. It was a sporadic purchase, so then I decided, you know what? I'm not going to wear it. I should probably return them, and I did.
And I can't believe they took them back because you were very graphic with what you did to those swimming trunks. And hey, just in case if you missed it, here you go again.
Peeing all over them, beer all over them, tequila shots all over them.
Chicago's hottest country, US 99. Broken pipes.